In Western science today, there are many concepts upon which scientists are in tremendous disagreement. And there is one concept upon which there seems to be pretty much universal agreement. And that concept is this, that all that we see in our world is what it is because of the forces of nature. And science today, Western scientists, are confident that they have reduced the forces of nature as we see them today into four fundamental forces. That everything that we see, all the events of our lives, our children, our families, trees, rocks, plants, all life, the sky, the earth beneath our feet, everything that we see as our world is what it is because nature has combined one or some combination of only four fundamental forces to work as the world around us. Some of the forces you're probably familiar with, some of them you may have never heard before. The force of gravity, for example. I'm sure everyone is familiar with the force of gravity. The electromagnetic force, the stuff that light is made out of in our world, is a second force. What is called the strong nuclear force and the weak nuclear force, are the third and the fourth forces. Gravity appears to be the force that holds everything together. The electromagnetic force, electromagnetism, it's the stuff that life and light are made out of. The strong and the weak nuclear forces are associated with the energy of stars and atoms and the heat generated by those forces. It is these four fundamental forces, and only these forces, that Western science says now are responsible for all that we know is the world around us. So the interesting thing is, and the question now becomes, which of those four forces do we have direct access to? I'll invite you to think about this. Consider this. Here we are, we're in a world, we are of this world, we're made of those forces. Is it possible that in addition to being the result of four fundamental forces of nature, is it possible that you and I, through choices that we can make in our lives, actually have direct access to the fundamental forces of nature, the fundamental forces of creation? What would it mean to you in your life if you had that kind of power at will, and you had the opportunity to merge and marry and combine those forces for the healing of your body and the healing of your loved ones? How would you feel about having access to those kinds of forces in our lives? Because that's precisely where the experimental evidence is leading us. I mentioned earlier that the HeartMath Institute had identified the electromagnetic field that surrounds every human heart. And they said the studies indicate that the field around our hearts actually extends for a distance of many, many miles. Many, many miles. How would you feel about sitting where you are right now and knowing that the feelings that you feel in your heart are touching the events of life and the events of the world around you for several miles away? That the joy and the peace that you feel in your heart are being felt by other creatures within that field, and at the same time, the anger, the rage, or the hate, if that is the experience of the moment, are also being felt by those around you. That kind of awareness is where this research leads us. So the electrical field of the heart, when we're asking about which of the four fundamental forces of nature we may have direct access to, here's a little hint. The very first field that we spoke about today, this electrical field, it is both electro and magnetic, which is precisely one of the four fundamental forces, the electromagnetic force. So we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, through the experimental evidence, that through emotion and feeling in our bodies, you and I have access, direct access through our hearts to one of the four fundamental forces of nature. We have direct access to the electromagnetic field. A series of experiments were done with alternative healing therapies in the mid-1990s. Very, very interesting experiments. And what they found was this, that during alternative healing therapies, and when I say alternative healing therapies, I'm referring to chiropractic, hands-on healing, touch for health, Reiki traditions, yogic traditions, some Qigong traditions, and combinations of those. During those kinds of alternative healing techniques, there's a change that our bodies undergo in the way that they absorb high-frequency radiation called gamma rays. And what was discovered during the studies was that when an individual undergoes very specific forms of alternative health treatment, that we begin to feel differently in our bodies. And in that difference, the rate at which our bodies are absorbing these high-frequency gamma rays fluctuate. Gamma rays are around us all the time. They come from the energy of the sun and from beyond. We are bombarded with gamma rays in every moment of our lives. We absorb them, however, at varying rates during the time of healing. And the fact that human emotion has any effect whatsoever upon the way that this absorption comes into our body is the fact that's significant in this discussion. When the healings are over, the rates of absorption go back to the levels that were seen prior to the healing. The fluctuations occur during the time that the healing is actually ongoing. The reason I'm sharing this information is because if this kind of fluctuation occurs, then it leads us to suspect that we are in fact interacting with some of the other forces of nature, the strong and the weak nuclear forces of nature, in ways that perhaps we haven't suspected in the past. There's an amazing relationship between plants and animals that looks like this. Here we are, we're animals of some degree. We need oxygen, we need sugar. We take in oxygen and sugar, we give off water and carbon dioxide. Those are our byproducts. However, it's exactly carbon dioxide and water that plants need to live through a process called photosynthesis. They produce the glucose and the oxygen that we need to take in. That's the cycle. What helps to promote this cycle in plants is radiant energy from the sun in a process called photosynthesis. But what about us? What is it that triggers ours? Is there must be something else happening here. What they're finding is that we also need radiant energy from the sun, and the radiant energy from the sun is being used in our bodies in ways that we have never imagined before. So I'm going to share with you this study. A paper released in 1998 has now found that human cells produce nuclear energy. It's non-radioactive fusion, not fission. Or an atomic bomb is a fission energy. Human cells are producing fusion energy. Nuclear energy from human cells, the discovery of low-energy nuclear fusion within human cells. This reaction involves heat and a biological transmutation within the cells. One of the first places it was released was the Journal of New Energy, Spring 1998. It was called The Equation of Life by Dr. Panos Pappas. It's been reproduced in other laboratories. It's called radiogenic metabolism, and this has stemmed a whole new line of thought. This is an amazing. Think about this. This says that in addition to the chemistry, the way we know ourselves chemically, that within each cell of our bodies, we have the capability, and sometimes, without knowing it, are producing non-radioactive nuclear energy in our bodies. This is the stuff stars are made out of. Now, what fueled this study? How many are familiar with something called spontaneous combustion? It's a very bizarre, if you've watched Unsolved Mysteries, I'm sure you've seen these before. Spontaneous combustion, it ranges from people who wake up in the morning with mysterious red spots on their bodies, first, maybe second degree burns, they may have blisters on them, that's on one end of the scale, to people who are watching the Super Bowl and get up to get a beer in the refrigerator during the break and never come back, and when the person in the living room with them goes to find them, all that's in front of the refrigerator is a pile of ash. However, their clothes and the carpet underneath them are not scorched. So whatever has happened, it happened at such an intense heat, it consumed the body, it was so quick that it did not scorch the clothing or the rug underneath. What could cause that kind of energy? One of the reasons they were looking at this was in relationship to the Shroud of Turin and whatever happened inside that shroud. Whoever was in the Shroud of Turin, whoever was buried in that shroud, consciously produced a form of energy that we're only beginning to understand today. This is the stuff of the sun. And how many times ancient traditions have said we have the potential to be entire new worlds within us? This gives that new, brand new meaning. And I'm sharing this research with you now so that you know which forces of nature do we have access to. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have direct access to electromagnetism. When we feel it changes that field around our hearts, Through those experiments I just shared, we also now have access to the weak and the strong nuclear forces. To the best of my knowledge, I have not seen any good documentation of our access to gravity. There are possibilities. If we do this program a year from now, I may be able to say to you that we also have direct access to gravity. There's research that has been done. Monks and nuns of very specific orders have been brought into the laboratory, placed on atomic scales, and the scientists say, begin your prayers, begin your meditations. And as they go into their altered state on the atomic scale, they begin to lose weight. They are working against the force of gravity. I'm not recommending that as a weight loss technique. And here's the reason why. It's the yo-yo effect, because when you stop praying, all the weight comes back every time. Obviously, they are interacting with gravity in some way. So you can see where we're going with this. There's a good possibility that you and I have direct access to the four forces of creation that are responsible for all that we know in our world and beyond through the power of human emotion. Right now, I can say to you, and I can feel very comfortable saying it with a good body of research behind it, that I know we have access to at least three of those four, or 75% of the fundamental forces of creation. How do you feel about that? Does it mean anything? Is that meaningful to you when you hear that?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Is it frightening to anybody? I've had audiences say, I just would prefer not to know that. I have. Now, it doesn't mean that you use this all the time. We have direct access to at least 75% of the fundamental forces of nature.